prior disturbance. Prior subscriber calling to initiate a prior authorization notification, please contact Fire at 1-877-309-9493. That number again is 1-877-309-9493.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please have your MCI number available and select one of the four options. For claims, billing, remittance, form orders, and prior approval questions, press option 1. For new enrollment into the New York State Medicaid program, including access to the
if you are a physician, detect
thank you for calling Many Provider Services. My name is Ayana. To better assist you, may I have your first name, please?
Hi, Ayana. I'm Harry, calling from Provider's Office. Hello. Can you hear me?
What's your phone number?
Yeah, it is 716-351-4206.
MPI?
It is 126-55-718-63.
Full name of the provider?
Gastrointestinal Care of Long Island.
How may I help you today?
Okay, yeah, so what's happened, within a, 10 days before, we have made a call, and we spoke with the representative, and the ticket was created for one of our patients, because the code are getting denied for invalid DX code, and we have a sample claim which were paid, so should I provide you that ticket number or the member claim number?
What's the ticket number?
It's
8236783. Okay. Sorry? Give me a moment, please.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so it looks like the diagnosis does not meet the procedure code requirements while being built together.
Okay, yeah, we understand that, but we also provided the sample claims to that representative which were paired with the particular code K76.0 or something like that. It's on K76.0, yeah. So why that other claims are getting paid then? Because how much I am aware, Medicaid does not make any kind of like mispayment. So if something is missing, then we can definitely fix it out, but just need to clarify it, like we need a clarification that why that another claim with the same DX, same procedure are paid and why not for this one.
One moment, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like that was for line one. We already advised on line two for CPT 91220.
Sorry, yeah.
There is not a proof diagnosis to be built with the procedure code.
Okay, so we need to use the particular diagnosis code, yeah?
Correct.
And the claim which are paid with this K76, what about that?
It's not approved diagnosis to be billed with procedure code 91200.
Okay, what does that mean? Non-approved.
It cannot be billed with the procedure code.
Okay, so why that has been paid then?
It's because it's one line, sir.
Okay, so what I understand with this conversation, if we are billing only one code in the claim on that date of service, correct? With 91200 with K76, then it will be paid. But if we are using multiple codes like office visit, like US abdominal liver or something like codes, then it will deny it.
Correct.
Okay, got it. What is the reference number?
It'll be my first name, A-Y-A-N-N-A, last name initial, S-S-S-C-M, and today's date.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.